Today we are already on the fourth Sunday of our Lenten journey. Throughout these weeks of Lent, the Gospel has been showing us different encounters people had with Jesus. And through those encounters, we learn something about our own journey of faith. Remember in the first Sunday of Lent, we saw Jesus confronting temptation in the desert, reminding us that our own journey is also full of temptations. Then we heard about Nicodemus, who came to Jesus in the night and learned that we must be born again, that faith is something that must be renewed again and again. And last Sunday, we listened to the story of the Samaritan woman at the well, who discovered that Jesus is the living water that sustains us on our journey. Today, the Gospel presents another encounter. Jesus meeting a man who was blind from birth. At first glance, the story seems to be simply about a man moving from blindness to sight, from darkness to light. But the Gospel invites us to see something deeper, that this is really a journey to faith. As St. Augustine once beautifully said, faith is believing what we do not see, and the reward of faith is to see what we believe. Now, the story of the blind man is not only his story, it is also our story. It mirrors our own journey of faith. So the Gospel unfolds this journey almost like a drama in four scenes. Scene one, the healing. Jesus spits on the ground, makes mud, places it on the man's eyes, and tells him to wash in the pool of Siloam. The man goes, washes, comes back, able to see. Imagine what that must have been like. For the first time in his life, he sees the world. Light, colors, faces. But when he returns home, something unexpected happens. Instead of celebration, he is met with confusion and suspicion. The neighbors ask, "Isn't this the man who used to sit and beg?" Some say yes, others say no. And he keeps insisting, "I am the man." For years, everyone knew him as the blind beggar. That was his identity. That was his place in the community. Now everything has changed and people do not know what to do with that. They ask him, "Who healed you? Where is he?" And the man simply answers, "A man named Jesus, but I do not know where he is." Note that here, his journey of faith has only begun. So we get to scenes 2 and 3 of the story. The interrogation. Now the people bring the man to the Pharisees, the religious leaders. Okay, instead of rejoicing at the miracle, the leaders begin to argue. Why? Because healing happened on the Sabbath. According to their interpretation of the law, work should not be done on that day. So rather than seeing a miracle, they see a problem. They question the man. They question his parents. And his parents confirm that he was born blind. But they are afraid. They know that anyone who openly supports Jesus may be expelled from the synagogue. So they keep the step back and say, "Ask him. He is old enough to speak for himself." Fear keeps them silent. You know, how often does that happen today? People know something is good, true, or right, but fear of consequences keeps them from speaking. So scene 4, the decision. Finally, the Pharisees question the man again. They pressure him to say that Jesus must be a sinner. The man answers with a simple but powerful testimony. Whether he's a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I do know, I was blind and now I see. He does not pretend to understand everything. He simply speaks about what Jesus has done in his life. And for that, he is rejected. He is thrown out of the synagogue. Now think about what he has lost. His place in society, acceptance in the community, even the support of his family. But happily, this story does not end there. Jesus hears that the man has been cast out, and he goes looking for him. And Jesus asks him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And the man answers, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" And Jesus says, "You have seen him. The one speaking with you is he." And the man responds, "Lord, I believe." And he worships him. His physical sight led him to spiritual sight. He not only sees the world, he now sees who Jesus truly is. So here are some lessons. The gospel reminds us that there are two kinds of blindness. The first is physical blindness, which Jesus healed in the man. But the second is spiritual blindness, which Jesus also wants to heal in all of us. Now notice the difference in the story. The blind man gradually grows in faith. First, he calls Jesus a man. Healed me. And then he says, Jesus is a prophet. He must be a prophet. And finally, he recognizes Jesus as the Lord and worships him. His sight grows step by step. But the Pharisees go in the opposite direction. Though they can physically see, their pride and prejudice made them spiritually blind. They refused to recognize what God is doing right in front of them. So the greatest tragedy of this story is this. The man who was blind comes to see. But the people who could see choose blindness. So a question for us this Lent. So the gospel invites us to ask a very personal question. What kind of blindness do I have? Am I like the Pharisees, so sure of my own opinions, traditions, or judgments that I cannot see what God is doing? Or am I like the man born blind, open enough to allow Jesus to gradually open my eyes? Lent is a time when the Lord wants to heal our spiritual vision. Maybe we need to see people differently. Maybe we need to see ourselves honestly. Maybe we need to see God working in ways that we did not expect. In a few weeks at Easter, we will renew our baptismal promises, the promises that first opened our eyes to the light of Christ. Between now and then, perhaps our prayer could be very simple. Lord, help me to see. to see your presence in my life, to see your grace at work around me, to see the truth with the eyes of faith. Because when Jesus opens our eyes, everything changes. Like the man in the gospel, we too can say with confidence, I was blind, but now I see. Amen.